fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 19th day of May, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. Today's guest to do the Pledge of Allegiance, we are taking volunteers. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email, put pledge in the subject line. Today's volunteer is John from Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, this is your turn. Go for it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Outstanding. John, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, sir. Prepper tip of the day is a new one I've never done before. The expanded prepper tip begins with, get a dental mirror for each member of your team. Now you may think, well, I need one. No. Here's why each team member needs a dental mirror. Because it allows you to peer around corners without exposing yourself. I just bought 20 of them this morning for people I work with. 10 for $10 from Amazon. I bought 2 groups of 10 to make sure everybody that I work with has one. Attach a lanyard to each one so people can hang it around their neck. The metal part needs to be blacked out or camouflaged somehow so it's not shiny. And that's the first part of the expanded prepper tip of the day. We are taking orders for Berkey water filters. No, they won't be delivered for quite a while. 6 to 8 week delivery time, we are taking your orders. And also, doTERRA's On Guard. This is the proprietary blend duplicating thieves oil used in Europe to protect people from the bubonic plague. Limit 1 bottle per family. If you buy a kit with On Guard in it, you can get a second bottle separately. And that's an On Guard, that's a doTERRA product. I am a doTERRA dealer and a Berkey dealer at my website under products. Okay. We were hoping that Steve Bannoon would call in. Steve's been mobile, shall we say. He's had to go through some efforts to make sure his family is safe. And the note I got from him last night, he was not 100% sure that he would be able to call in. If he does, we will certainly take his call. Well, in the meantime, we'll have open lines. Let's go back to the proper tip of the day. I signed up for a close quarters combat course. This was about 25, 30, maybe even 30 years ago, which mainly focused on house clearing. And at the time, I went ahead and equipped myself with a dental mirror on a lanyard that I kept around my neck during the training exercise. So I'm out there with a training exercise. About halfway through it, the aggressors, they weren't being all that successful. And finally, one of them saw my dental mirror, and he yelled out to his teammates on the aggressor team. He said, "They've got mirrors." Yeah, well, we did have mirrors. At least I did. It's a big tactical advantage to be able to peer around a corner without exposing your head. That's a really big deal. In case you don't know it, I'm here to tell you it's a really big deal. Now, more sophisticated things that I would not take in the field with me would be handy for a base camp, and that would be a periscope. A company called Uzi, just like the Uzi submachine gun. I've got one of these in my hand here. Comes in a nice black vinyl storage case with a little shoulder strap on it. I'm unzipping it right now. I'm taking out the periscope. And this is an Uzi product. It's, it looks like in the closed position, I would say about a foot and a half long. I don't have a tape measure here. And then it extends out another 8 or 10 inches to give you the ability to look even further. And it's well made. And let's see, it has an adjustment to adjust the focus here on the eyepiece. It's kind of I'm going to say satin black, not really completely flat black, but kind of a satin black. There's no, obviously the mirror, the glass would be reflective. For a base camp operation, it would be great. I wouldn't want to carry one of these things into the field. It would just be too much bulk and too much weight to be able to justify that. It looks like the top of this, where the mirror is, has little precision screws where if something did break, either the glass or the mirror itself, that repairs could be made because you could easily take this apart, the top part apart with a precision screwdriver. And looking at the back side of it here, we got more precision screws. There's six of those, or seven. And then well made, very well made for the money. It's been about 3 years since I bought the ones that I've got. I don't know what these things are currently going for on Amazon or someplace else. It could learn. A dental mirror or an Uzi periscope, either one or both, could certainly save a lot of lives. Now, periscopes were put to great use during World War I, during trench warfare. U.S. military and other militaries, of course, not just U.S., but armored vehicles make use of periscopes. Obviously, submarines make use of periscopes, so they're around the military a lot. Your average GI going out into the field. I'd have talked to Sam about this because I really don't know what all the kit is that these U.S. soldiers and Marines, Army and Marines, carrying to Afghanistan and Iraq, if they carry dental mirrors or periscopes. I simply don't know if that's routine for them to do that or not. But there's lots to this. And I'm working with Sam to set up a one-week tactical training session in October. We will be doing this using a resort at Lake of the Ozarks for our base camp and classroom work, and the new SAMS facility there, Freedom Center USA, for the live-action drills involving firearms. It's too early to give out dates or anything of that nature. We're still working on putting together the syllabus, who the instructors are going to be, what's going to be taught. We have some prospective dates. I believe the third week of October. It'll take an entire week. People will arrive on a Sunday evening, and then depart. The training will be over Friday afternoon. So it'll be a full week, Monday through Friday, a very full week of training and learning, and it'll be a lot of fun also. And, of course, I'll be there every day myself. I'll be one of the instructors. I'm not sure what I'll be teaching, but I will be teaching some of the courses. And it'll be fun, too, because it'll be a very nice resort at Lake of the Ozarks with good, nice meals. We may have a moonlight cruise on the lake there with a meal for people that want to participate in that also. So just be on the lookout for that, and be aware that that's coming up. And once we get it all set up, this is only May, we'll have a very nice flyer posted on my website giving all the details, the dates, the pricing, and everything. It'll be one price, by the way. One price will cover everything. The lodging, the meals, transportation back and forth from the Freedom Center. Everything will be included in one price. So you know up front what it's going to cost you. Now, for couples, you may want to keep this in mind. For couples, there's going to be couples where we had this on my Caribbean cruise where the lady wanted the training and her husband did not. So he did not participate in our training discussions, and which went on. Were very detailed and very lengthy. But on a cruise ship, there's plenty to do. Swimming pools and casinos and restaurants and so forth, other activities. The same thing applies with Lake of the Ozarks. So if a couple wants to make a vacation of this, the husband or the wife could participate in the training during the day. And there's going to be one evening class, by the way, where we make use of night vision and thermal imaging. And the other spouse who does not want to participate in the training can enjoy all the amenities of the Lake of the Ozarks area, which has very serious shopping for people that like to go shopping, golf, fishing, all kinds of outdoor activities. In Missouri, by the way, October is one of the best months we have for weather. Typically, May and October are the two best months for our weather in terms of temperature and precipitation and so forth. This May has been a little bit cooler than we typically expect, but it has been pretty nice overall. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm working with Sam and another team member to put the training together. There'll be world-class training, real high-speed stuff. This is when you finish this 1 week of training, you'll know things that almost nobody outside of special operations knows. And that's a true statement. You will. You'll know things and have skills that almost nobody outside of special operations has. I'm looking forward to that. And I'll keep you guys posted as we move forward. The national political scene continues to spin wildly out of control. We've got, for my homepage, I use whatfinger.com. It's very conservative. It's a compendium of news articles and videos from a number of different sources. And there's something here I saw this morning. I want to where the Democrats, oh, here it is. The Democrats want the grand jury information to revisit the impeachment matter. Are these people complete idiots? They've got their nose bloodied so many times going down that road. They want to do it again. That's absurd. That's insane. It really is. Now, on the other hand, the evidence that Hussein Obama and Joe Biden conspired, and by the way, a conspiracy is two or more people agreeing and planning on committing a crime. That's a conspiracy. That Hussein Obama and Joe Biden conspired in the Oval Office with James Comey, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, the Muslim head of the CIA. They conspired in the Oval Office to commit crimes against Donald Trump and Donald Trump's team. That evidence is becoming very clear and convincing. So what will happen? Tom Fenton, the head of Judicial Watch, is suggesting the president appoint special counsel. That may be the right thing. I'm not sure. One of the things about these special counsels is they have complete latitude, and they can spin wildly out of control, and you can end up with results you did not anticipate and you don't want. So I'm sure the president has people advising him of exactly that, that an independent counsel could go places the president doesn't want them to go, but he won't be able to stop it, could get conclusions he doesn't want to see, and as just as well, of course, reach the conclusions that the president does want to see, which in this case I think is most likely. So we shall see. We shall see. And what's really blowing this thing up is the recently revealed evidence that General Flynn was taken advantage of, was set up. They wanted him to commit a crime by lying. He did not lie. I do listen to National Public Radio as a source of opposition research, and you keep hearing over and over again, General Flynn pled guilty. General Flynn pled guilty. General Flynn pled. That's all you hear. General Flynn pled guilty. Well, he did. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is he pled guilty under duress. Now, of course, if you're being preparing to plead guilty to something with the federal government, of course you're under some form of duress. Typically, there's been a deal cut. Hey, you plead guilty, you'll get this sentence as opposed to this much higher sentence. That's typically the kind of duress. And of course, I've been part of the system since 1973. My first major case was United States of America versus the American Optometric Association, a classic antitrust lawsuit, now taught in many law schools as the classic antitrust lawsuit. So I've been around this game not quite half a century, 47 years. No, actually 48 years. It was 1972 when that began, 48 years ago. And that's the kind of duress that is typically expected in a federal criminal prosecution. That's not the kind of duress that General Flynn was under, however. Not at all. The duress he was under was the threat of the federal government to prosecute his innocent son. That's the duress he was under. And he agreed, after having expended all his family resources, sold his house, publicly shamed because of this prosecution, he was still holding up and resisting. Only when they said, if you don't plead guilty, we're going to prosecute your son. Only then and only then did he plead guilty. We have a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 19th of May. Well, it's not exactly a secret. It's major news that President Trump is now taking daily dose of hydroxychloroquine. How about that? I am so glad that he's doing that. Now, does he have COVID-19? Well, maybe. If he does, he's obviously asymptomatic. He's carrying out his normal duties. Doesn't look like a man who's sick to me. Is there a risk? Well, there's a risk for people who have heart conditions. There's no awareness that I have of President Trump having a heart condition. If he does, that's not obvious, not known to the public. What hydroxychloroquine does and the side effects is no secret. This drug's been around for more than 60 years. I think he said 40 years the other day, mistakenly, more than 60 years. It originally developed as an anti-malarial medicine. It's also now commonly used for people suffering from lupus. Now, you can't take this. If you take this stuff long term, there's some serious side effects. One of them is it will make you go blind if you take it long enough. We're talking years, of course, as opposed to weeks. Typically, people have the Chinese flu, and they take this hydroxychloroquine for maybe a week or 10 days, maybe a couple of weeks. And that's it. Then they get off of it. They're done with it. Now, apparently, according to what the president's saying, he's taking hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic. And that appears to be the case. We have a caller on hold here who has been working with me to do research on all these matters, and his head's spinning just like mine is because everything's changing so quickly. Good morning, Dave, in New York.
How did you know it was me? There's thousands of Daves in New York. But good to speak to you, John.
Yes, sir. Well, you and I have not talked even privately about the president taking hydroxychloroquine. That kind of caught me off guard, but not completely. How about you, Dave?
Well, I think it was great. It's crazy how things are going back and forth, and it's so funny because I was going to talk about hydroxychloroquine studies analyzed by a pathologist who's been going over this all the time. Now, I think it seems to me that I don't know if Trump is acting or if he's sincere about this, but he's setting up a competition, basically, between hydroxychloroquine promoted by him and the pharmaceutical vaccines, which he also seemed to be promoting for a while. What do you say, Joe?
Well, you're right. But I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Now, in addition to what you're saying, what he's doing is directly against what his main medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, has been advocating and saying publicly. Now, that's a dramatic split in opinion and beliefs between the president and Dr. Fauci, isn't it, sir?
And it seems like there's political conflict being generated here somehow through this whole thing. I mean, with what you mentioned there, even bringing back the impeachment question, trying to deep six Trump versus, it's Trump versus Obama. And now, in honor of Steve Bannon, he said that his contacts are saying that Obama and Hillary are both meeting privately with Trump and, quote, advising him. But, of course,
I'm aware of that. You know, Steve's a friend of mine. If those meetings are taking place, this is what I believe is happening. I believe they're taking place somewhere in the White House, doesn't matter where. And right. It's basically what I regard as plea bargaining. These two individuals, Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, have committed multiple crimes. Obama was not even qualified to be president because he was not a natural born citizen, since he did not have two American parents. Yeah, did you know that, Dave? You can't be a natural born American unless you have both parents are American citizens. Did you know that?
Well, I think we did hear that before, among other things.
Yeah, among other things. So anyway, I believe it's more the nature of, and probably there may or may not be attorneys present, and of course all three of them are attorneys. No, President Trump's not an attorney, but Hillary is an attorney, and Obama is an attorney. But I think that if those meetings are taking place, it's more the nature of plea bargaining, where Obama and Hillary are trying to save their butts from being prosecuted, because they certainly could be prosecuted and should be, in return for giving up evidence on all the other players, Brennan and Comey and Clapper and dozens of others complicit in the crimes against President Trump. If those meetings are taking place, I believe that's what's going on there, Dave. What do you think?
Well, that's a very good suggestion. I mean, that's very, very likely.
Hold on, Dave. We've got a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 19th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You find yourself with a lot of discretionary time. You've been laid off. You're self-quarantined. Well, I got some things on my website that will help you, educate you, entertain you, make you laugh, make you sad, make you angry. There's a lot there. There really is. Way down near the bottom is where there's a motherload of all kinds of things. Embedded videos that you may find informative and or entertaining. And then hundreds of free downloads for your use and enjoyment. That's near the bottom of my website at thelibertyman.com. So check that out. Check that out. And then at the very bottom, we've got my archive for the day before. That would be yesterday. Also my website, if you have issues involving pain, back pain, arthritis pain, we help everybody with arthritis pain, by the way. You have issues with sleep, the same thing will help you. That would be the energy cleaner. Seriously, the energy cleaner will help you with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. It'll help you sleep as good as a small child every night like I do. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You get a lot for $285. The mattress pads go with it. They vary in price depending on what you need. Full size, queen, king, twin size, California King, everything's there, the handy travel size. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check it out. Place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You'll be very glad you did. toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got open lines. At the moment, we've got Dave with us, and we're discussing the president consuming hydrochloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, is that right?
Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, John, before I wanted to get into that, I want to mention a couple of things that Steve Ben Noon went over in his recent video, some of the stuff he's already said. First of all, that Obama and Hillary were meeting, he believed, also with entities, which I won't describe further, but they may not be like you and I. They may be smarter than us. He talks about the asteroid field coming our way, and that a lot of these stones are hitting Jupiter. They can't really see whatever's coming. For some reason, they can't see it. Maybe like a black hole that's probably drawing these things. But that they see the effects of it on other planets. They see these things hitting Jupiter, et cetera. And from that, they're estimating when it's going to come here. And he said the scientists thought it was going to come in 2010, and that's why they had the 2008 crash and various things like that. I wasn't aware of that. I don't know if you've heard about that, John, but the other thing he said is that the USA is going to be like a major kill zone area for those rocks to hit, whereas Africa and China are safe zones, and that ties in with your China taking over the U.S., I would say. As a weakening effect. Now, how would they know that Africa and China in the future are going to be safe zones? One way that I think they might think they know is by remote viewing, because I don't see that they can accurately predict what's coming in, or they're saying they can't. Any thoughts on that, John?
Well, astronomy is... only a small part of astronomy is peering through telescopes. Most astronomy is mathematics. That's what it involves. Very high-level mathematics. And so that's what these astronomers are. They're mathematicians, and they do their calculations, and they reach their conclusions based on those calculations. Now, last time Steve and I talked about this personally, one-on-one, his information was the rocks will start hitting our planet in the December-January time frame. Rocks anywhere from the size of basketballs to the size of pickup trucks to the size of aircraft carriers. And what they're concerned about is water strikes, not land strikes. Land strikes are devastating, of course, but water strikes is what cause the serious death and destruction. So we'll see. We'll see. If North America is more of a target than it is, and that's a consequence of the calculations these scientists have been doing, sir.
Okay, not, you don't think from remote viewing. I wanted to ask him that question.
Well, it's remote viewing may very well be part of it. They probably don't exclude anything. They put it all in the mix. Why don't you hold on here, Dave, and you and I will take some calls. First caller we'll take here is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Dave, let me get out of the bar here. I apologize for if I'm going to repeat anything. I got in on the conversation a little late. But so far as Hillary Clinton and Biden and Obama, some of the things that are coming out, and just let me move faster. Everything's real quiet around the barn until I try to talk to somebody on the phone or radio, and then I get a lot of input that doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, reading some stuff that's been coming down the pike. Read something on Elizabeth Warren. Her brother passed here last month, and all of a sudden she's coming out saying that an 86-year-old man that had cancer and undergoing treatments and had pneumonia and was put in a rehab and was exposed to COVID-19 there, and he died. And she coming out and said, well, that could have been prevented if, you know, Trump had acted sooner and what, But what I like to do, of course, this is on Yahoo. There's some interesting stuff. What I like is read the comments. Boy, 5,300 comments posted on that article within the last 24 to hours or so. And the scathing remarks towards Elizabeth Warren and the liberals, you know, they how they, well, you know, hey, Trump did all this in January and February, detract from the impeachment hearings and, you know, the ban and the travel from China and this sort of thing. And, remember old Nancy Pelosi was in Chinatown in San Francisco, come on down and hug a Chinaman, this stuff. And, it's how quick, but my point is a lot of stuff is coming out in people that are reading and kind of paying attention. I think there's going to be a lot of conviction by the general population without Barr or some of these other people and powers of and position of powers having to do anything. By public opinion and vote, there may be some heads rolled and demand to be rolled. Let's give it another 60 to 90 days. I know it's getting down to the wire, but people are starting to set up and pay attention as to who said what, and reactions and the things that's coming out with these released documents that was not released and made public with Michael Flynn. People that are going to be paying attention. There may be some demands out there that they can't ignore. Am I making sense, John?
Well, you are making sense, Jerry. The evidence coming out regarding General Flynn is clear and convincing. This judge asking for briefs to be filed by third parties, that's just going to make it worse. There's a lot of outrage concerning it right now, but make it better for General Flynn.
Yeah. I read this morning that the 15 state AGs have written letters to this this judge backing Attorney General Barr's decision and telling him to get off, and render a decision of exonerating or dropping charges against Michael Flynn.
If it wasn't for the anguish that would put General Flynn through, I would just soon see a trial happen, because the Department of Justice would be made into the biggest fools that you can imagine in front of a jury with this evidence. And how humiliating to be made a fool in front of the entire world. And if this thing did go to trial, that's exactly what would happen, is they would make complete fools of themselves in front of the entire world. And anybody who's done criminal trial work, as I have for decades, recognizes the foolishness of this thing going to trial. So congratulations to those 15 AGs for doing what they're doing, because that's the right thing, Jerry.
Oh, I agree. I agree. You know, where's the other, 35? That snowball is, I think, is at the top of the hill. It's just starting to roll. I honestly believe this. Like I say, give it another 60 to 90 days. It's going to be what they call that tidal wave, a tsunami of untold proportions. People are getting tired of this. You look at the outrage and the rebellion on this lockdown on this coronavirus. People are getting tired of it, you know, and nothing else I can say that except repeat myself. So anyway, thanks for taking my call, John. I appreciate it as always. And pray for our president and his cabinet, and pray for our country, and pray that God will give us wisdom to do what is right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Dave, any follow-up before we go to our next caller?
No, none.
Okay, well, let's go to our next caller, which would be John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Dave. And good morning, Jerry, Roosters and all. I love my chickens as well. Anyway, Dave, you said something that prompted my call, and I cannot not touch on it. When you said that Hillary and Barack were possibly meeting with entities, here's my question. What if, gentlemen, everything that we're seeing, the distractions in the news with General Flynn, with COVID-19, is nothing more than the magician's left hand? While you're watching over here, something else is transpiring. And I'm saying that, I've got to ask you, Dave, do you know who Jordy Rose is? Have you ever heard that name?
I don't know who he is, but that's exactly what I would say, that there's like entities or AIs behind the whole thing, orchestrating all kinds of confusion.
Okay, Jordy Rose, for you and John and anyone else that may not know, is a developer, one of the developers of the D-Wave computer, which is, believe it or not, they admit it, it's interdimensional computing. Universities are using them. NASA is using them. The United States government is using quantum computing that is supposedly got this chip in them that is chilled to temperatures so low that they say it's just like outer space. And they're actually getting answers to questions via D-Wave interdimensional computing. And they're up at about the 10th generation of the D-Wave computer. Every time they add a generation to this computer, they add like 100 times the computing power. Jordy Rose, in a presentation in Edmonton, Alberta, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, was looking for engineers to come to work for the company, which is not called D-Wave. It's called, and the name is escaping me right now. But he said that the entities that they are summoning, so this is coming out of the man that developed the computer, the entities that we are summoning are not like us. They're much smarter than us, and they really don't give a S about you. They will step on you like a fly. So as a Christian, you've got to ask yourself, if it's interdimensional computing, and they don't give a S about you or John or me or anyone else, playing their game, then are they good entities or are they evil entities? And if Hillary and Barack and other people within the government are meeting with these entities, where are they getting their direction? We say pray for President Trump, pray for President Bush, pray for the leaders, but where are they getting their guidance? They're not getting it from the same God that you and I hold in high esteem. They're getting it from a different entity. They're getting it from
what happens,
the dark side.
What happens when you give place to the devil? That's about what's happening.
Absolutely. So that's why Fauci, who stands to gain billions of dollars with the vaccine, Bill Gates, who I now call Devil Bill Gates, who is developing a nanoparticle to go into a virus to tag you like a cow, there's a conflict of interest. So here's a natural, reasonable question for anyone that's got half a brain. If there's a conflict of interest, then those that are pushing what I believe to be a lie called coronavirus, not to say that the virus isn't real, but the severity of it is grossly overblown. They want to tag and bag everyone in the world, according to Bill Gates, billions of them. If they stand to gain a fortune, John, why is the news, Fox News, NBC, CBS, the government, Trump, the leaders of this nation, which, by the way, is 666 individuals controlling this country, why are they not saying, hey, folks, you got a conflict of interest. What are you, nuts? We know we're onto your game, unless they're being ruled and governed by the same entities. It's a reasonable question, and for me to blame China or for me to blame Russia for what's going on in the United States and what's going on in Russia and China as well, because their people, for the most part, are ignorant and innocent, just like most Americans are ignorant and innocent. They don't believe in the dark side. So that when I'm talking, I'm a crazy man. When you're talking, Dave, talking biblical worldview, to many people, it's foolishness, which lines up with God's word. The things of God are foolishness to those that aren't spiritually minded, because we get our discernment from a different source. So the question is...
Here's our break. Hold on, John. We got a break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday. We got about 3 minutes here to wrap it up, gentlemen.
I'll finish up real quick if you allow me, then I'd like to hear Dave comment. Dave,
well, I got to interrupt both of you. I need to interrupt both of you. It looks like Professor McCanny has some breaking news for all of us. He would not do this if it was not very important. Jim, what you got, sir?
Make it quick. I just got a message from a listener in New Zealand. He's in Christchurch, New Zealand, this morning there was a 7.1 earthquake. He said it lifted him off the ground many meters, and then it went slamming down. And anyway, he said the sky lit up like an aurora, and the cat jumped up before it ever happened and ran out and disappeared. And he thinks it's a meteor strike. It sounds like that also. And he thinks it hit in the Tasman Sea. The ground rose up and fell meters, and a smell of sulfur. So at any rate, they're now experiencing the aftershock. So that's it. That's all I know at this point.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's an important update. We appreciate it. Okay, you got about a minute and a half here. John, go ahead.
Very, very quick. You know, and that it fits perfectly. Fear is false expectations appearing real. So fear, people are afraid of dying. We're all going to die, okay? You're afraid to die. What we have to make certain is that we know, because we're all eternal, we're going to live. We have to make certain when we draw our last breath here, what then? And we've got what's going on in Christchurch. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I'll leave it at that. Dave, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, yeah. I basically agree with him, and we've got to look at what's happening. Like Jim McCanney said, we just saw what happened, and all kinds of crazy things are happening in the political scene, et cetera. John, I wanted to address the hydroxychloroquine thing, and
sure.
I can just briefly give the title of the talk. Second waves of coronavirus infections are pretty much guaranteed. This is by Chris Martinson. He is on Peak Prosperity with Adam Taggart. He put this out May 16th. And he basically says, he analyzes two studies. He was a pathologist. He's very intelligent. I love the way he analyzes the whole thing. And he has talked about this whole problem from early to mid-January, saying this was going to be significant. And he was right. He said basically there's two things in these studies that, plus others that are wrong. They're not using zinc, and they're getting people who are deathly sick, ill already with this, where the virus has multiplied. The hydroxychloroquine and zinc stops the replication. If you've allowed this virus to replicate in the body and spread all through it, you're in very bad shape, and it's bound not to help people in late stage very well at all. So take it as a prophylactic. Follow what Trump is doing. He's doing something sensible.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Your top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.